You've said earlier that we don't have to be victims of our circumstances, that our attitude and the actions we take impact the circumstances. At the same time, environment is powerful, and the kind of people we surround ourselves with, the kind of things we read or watch or look at are going to affect the subconscious mind and what happens in our lives. Can you address that dimension a bit?
Well, that is a very good point. And you're eliciting from me something that when I say it will sound very provocative, and yet I stand by it. Firstly, let me temper it a bit by saying you are absolutely right. Our attitude is determined by everything we absorb through our five, and some would say six, senses. In other words, it's determined by the magazines we choose to read and the articles within those magazines that we choose to read. Our state of mind is determined by the TV programs we choose to watch. So my provocative statement, John, is we have to choose very carefully all the things that affect our senses, the magazines we read, the newspapers we read, and most importantly, the people we associate with. And this will sound harsh, but sometimes we have to fire some of our friends, because if they're always bickering and fighting and they're reading the wrong magazines and watching the wrong TV programs and they start playing with guns and drugs and all that sort of thing, you might have to think, I don't need this. I don't want to be desensitized by these people. You would be far better off hanging with people who read good books and who come up with creative ideas and who are constructive in their thinking.
So you're not saying choose your friends on the basis of their net worth. You're saying choose your friends in terms of the kind of energy and the environment they create around you.
Oh, yes. In fact, I would go one further and say often people with a high net worth may not be the ones you want to hang with. Often people with high net worth, they've inherited it, or you could say they had the right genes. As Winston Churchill says, there is no substitute for hard work, especially if your parents have done it for you. But the point is that often these people who were born rich, they don't have good morals or ethics. Often the people who are most empowering to your own growth are the ones who started with nothing or little because they are determined to reach something, to achieve something that perhaps their forebears hadn't.
And